This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if you disagree with that description, well, today's your chance. I want to talk a little bit about what it is that makes America great. If you think this nation does not deserve that adjective, if you believe that America is not so great, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Or if you want to bring up one particular aspect about American greatness, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. We'll also be talking about entertainment offerings that are coming at you today because of the holiday that many people are taking tomorrow on the 3rd of July. And the president's going out to South Dakota to celebrate that occasion with Governor Noem, who declared that on Fox News that people don't have to practice social distancing when they're celebrating Independence Day at Mount Rushmore. I hope that works out. I do. But, again, there's no reason for Americans not to be careful. Herman Cain hospitalized today. He's featured in that new movie, which I recommended last week. It's called Uncle Tom. It's a movie that also features Larry Elder, who's one of the producers of the film. Herman Cain apparently was at the president's Tulsa rally. And nobody knows where exactly he got the coronavirus, but he is hospitalized, and with God's help, he should fully recover. Herman is 74, same age as President Trump, and I wish him a very speedy recovery. He's a very nice man and very much an American patriot. And when you talk about American patriotism and American greatness, it's also celebrated in the new musical Hamilton. We'll talk about that. And there's a movie for kids based on a children's classic, apparently a better-known children's classic in Britain than here. And it's a British movie. It features Michael Caine and Paula Patton, if you remember her. She is American. She plays American in the movie. And Russell Brand. And it has the title For Kids and It. We will review that as well coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first of all, what makes America great? And it seems to me to come to terms with American greatness, you have to understand what great means. In other words, how do you define it? And one of the things that we did was, and I say we because my wife was interested in this process and involved with me in it, is took a look at the synonyms that you can find on the internet for great, and then the antonyms. Antonyms mean what's the opposite of great. And synonyms for great, well, what would you think? And here is my question for you. One of the reasons that I would understand America as unequivocally, undeniably, inarguably great, and yes, inarguably the greatest nation on God's green earth, is because all of these synonyms for great apply to the United States more than any other country. For instance, they start out with famous, glorious, grand, heroic, impressive, major, outstanding, remarkable, talented, leading, main, noble, notable, primary, principal, superlative, And here's the one word that they list as a synonym of great, where I don't think it applies to America. And I don't think anybody could really apply it to America. The word is dignified. America's always been rude, obstreperous, a little bit obnoxious. There's a little bit of a swagger to being an American. And dignified, well, not always. Britain is dignified, right? Or at least it tries to be. America, and this goes back to Tocqueville and the very founding of the country, America tries to, basically keep things open. It is the nation of new life and fresh beginnings. Other words that mean greatness: eminent, exalted, famed, high-minded, highly regarded, idealistic, illustrious, magnanimous. America has been an unbelievably magnanimous country. Look at our assistance for nations that we defeat in war. Happens all the time. Now look at what America did for Germany and Japan after the greatest war in human history. Noteworthy, prominent, admirable, awesome, best, exceptional. And America is exceptional. It's the only nation that didn't grow out of a specific nationality, and America did not. It was always one of the reasons we have the form of government we do is because each of the colonies, each of the 13 original colonies, had a different founding story and had, to some extent, different groups, different religious persuasions, different kinds of people, most of them from the British Isles, but not all of them. Well, there were, at the time of the American Revolution, there was a substantial German-American minority. And they were considered very different. People worried, would they ever assimilate? Well, that's of course, history. There was also an Irish-American community already. In any event, first class, first rate, number one, out of sight, super-duper, and transcendent. Those are all synonyms for great. And what's the opposite of great? Okay, which of these terms fits America? Evil? Bad? Okay, I understand that there are people who would want to attach those words to the United States. But based on what? And based on what comparison? Compared to other countries in the world? Other powerful countries in the world? The other antonyms, opposite of great: small, little, minuscule, ordinary. America is certainly not ordinary. Unimportant, awful, poor, tiny, weak, insignificant, subpar, diminutive. Really? Miniature, minor, bantam, slight. Inconsequential. America is the most consequential country ever. It's impacted the rest of the world from the beginning. Wretched. Pocket size. Low. Lousy. Abominable. Squalid. Microscopic. Trifling. Paltry. Trivial. Negligible. Undersized. Pygmy. Dinky, shrimpy, meddling, puny, dwarf, petty, contemptible, debased, sorry, fleeting, ephemeral, which means fleeting, transitory, short-lived, substandard, atrocious, abysmal, scanty, common, ignominious, feeble, pathetic, and primitive. Is America in any of those things? Really? Does someone actually believe that? One of the things that makes America great, and it seems to me this is beyond any argument at all, is the impact on the rest of the world. There's actually a major rock star, widely admired, who talks about that. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light.
That's America's unofficial national anthem, God Bless America, sung by the guy who wrote it. His name was Irving Berlin, and he did an amazingly emotional God Bless America on the Ed Sullivan Show. He lived to 100, and what an American story. He came to this country as a small boy. he wrote 1,500 songs. And actually, they asked Jerome Kern about Irving Berlin's role in American music. And Jerome Kern once said, Irving Berlin doesn't have a role in American music. He is American music. We're talking about what is it that makes America so great and so uniquely blessed. I write about that, of course, in my new book, my most recent book, came out last year, God's Hand on America. You can find out about it at michaelmedved.com. Let's go to Brenda in Gig Harbor, Washington. Brenda, you're on the Michael Medved show. Hi.
Hi. Thank you, Michael. I'm glad to talk with you again. I recently we watched Madam Secretary, and there was a great line that was kind of life-changing for me. The daughter was judging her mother, Madam Secretary, by some past bad behavior, and she didn't speak to her for weeks. And when she finally came around, she said something that really stuck in me. Was I was defining you by your worst moments, and I don't want to do that anymore. And I realized that I do that with people too. I tend to define people by their worst moments, their bad behavior, and I don't like it when people do that to me either. And I'm judged for my worst moments because I have some good moments too. And I think the same thing is happening in our country, that we highlight the worst moments and we're defining our country by our worst moments instead of defining our country by the greatness that we were founded on, the principles that we were founded on, and the goodness that we have done over the years as a country.
And that's beautifully said, and it's enormously important. And again, it acknowledges, as I think everybody does, particularly this 4th of July, America has had bad moments. America's had failings. America tolerated, despite the fact that most of the founders really knew better and wrote about it, it tolerated slavery for too long after we became an independent nation. But that it was less than 100 years after we became an independent nation. And look, it's when you're talking about a horrible institution like slavery, which has been part of humanity for all of human history, that is horrible. But judging America by its greatest failing ignores the kind of progress and the kind of patriotism that's appropriate and was embraced by people, including the greatest leaders of African Americans, from Frederick Douglass to Dr. King himself. And which is the call for America to live up to its highest ideals is important, and it is transformational. And the one thing is that Franklin Roosevelt, in his fourth inaugural address, one nobody knows about, talks about America moving forever upward. And that has been a characteristic of this country. Ed in Samish. Is it Samish, Washington?
Samish Island. Good afternoon, Michael Medved.
Hey, Ed.
I would not I wouldn't want to say anything unfair, and I know you'll correct me. Americans committed genocide against the natives who were here, took their land, and then enslaved the black man to work that land, and then fought a war over how best to enslave the black man. Are you sure that you want to say our country is that great?
Yes, I am, because everything you just described, Ed, and I have to say it with all due respect, is simply not true. We did not commit genocide against Native Americans. Germs don't commit genocide. What devastated Native American populations was not massacres. You can actually count the number of massacres by European settlers, future Americans, if you will, against Native Americans on the fingers of two hands. It's less than 10. There were literally scores of Indian massacres of white people. And when you say it took their land, There was no conception of land ownership, and the killing that went on among tribes was far worse than any killing in warfare with white people. And it was ongoing for literally centuries. So the whole idea of the myth of genocide is something that I address at some length in my book, The Ten Big Lies About America. And when you talk about America enslaved black people, America didn't do that. Slavery was an institution where there were Americans, and it was always a small, small minority of Americans who bought slaves, who had been enslaved elsewhere. And the idea that America was built on slavery, there are parts of the country where you can say slavery was the leading economic institution, but it was always a minority of the country, and it was never the part of the country that was most wealthy. And what was remarkable, you said America tried to fought a war over how best to enslave people. Look, that war was fought by the South over a desire to leave America because America was moving away from slavery. And frankly, that was unacceptable to the planter class, which never represented even a majority of the Confederate Army. Most people who fought in the Confederate Army were not slave owners. At very, very most, people estimate 10%. That doesn't make the Confederate Army a righteous band. They were fighting in a rotten cause. This email came in. It came in from Marilyn. She asks, am I the only one offended by the musical Hamilton? It is my understanding that only people of color were permitted to audition for the show. How many of the historical figures depicted in this show were people of color? Imagine what would happen if someone wrote a musical about Martin Luther King and all the performers were white. What am I missing here? Thanks for your show. What you're missing is the genius of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Look, I believe that Lin-Manuel Miranda knows something about the Founding Fathers and knows something about American patriotism. And what he wanted to do is to connect the world of the late 1700s and early 1800s with the world of the 21st century and to relate to audiences today. And part of that was by identifying the revolutionary generation, which was young and very hip at the time, with what is perceived as young and hip today. And we are all, black, brown, white people together, heirs of these great founders. So what about this film version of Hamilton? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
President Trump making the comments at a Spirit of America business event at the White House on Thursday. The president also saying small businesses are a part of a great and noble American heritage. A U.S. attorney is charging a friend of Jeffrey Epstein with facilitating the sexual abuse of underage girls. Audrey Strauss says Ghislaine Maxwell helped Epstein exploit girls from 1994 through 1997.
Maxwell would encourage these young girls to accept offers from Epstein to pay for their travel and their education, making these young victims feel indebted to Jeffrey Epstein.
And the Dow closed up Thursday over 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Singing one of America's other alternate national anthems. I know that there is, in the midst of all the political correctness and the cancel culture, there is a desire to get rid of the Star Spangled Banner as our national anthem, to replace it with what had been called the, you'll pardon me for saying so, the Negro National Anthem. It was called that by its author, James Weldon Johnson, in 1905, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Beautiful song. But if we do have to replace a Star Spangled Banner, and we won't, then there's America the Beautiful waiting in the wings. And, of course, God Bless America, which is even easier to sing. That, of course, one of the biggest challenges with Star Spangled Banner. Let me talk for just a moment about this idea with the emailer who objected to the fact that, look, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who plays Hamilton in the show and in the movie of the show. It's part of the original cast. It was actually filmed in 2016. And Lin-Manuel Miranda looks nothing like Alexander Hamilton. I mean, they're both relatively little guys, but the real Hamilton was a very little guy. Not quite as little as James Madison. James Madison, in this film version that you're about to see, is played by a very large African-American actor. And, of course, he wasn't African-American. So what is the deal? It seems to me part of what Lin-Manuel was trying to do with the show is to not do something that is entirely in modern dress, but to do a show that can actually transport you a little bit back to the world of 1776 and of 1804. That was, of course, the year Hamilton died. But he does that by having very wonderful costumes that are accurate and that do echo what people would have worn at that time, having a sort of an empty stage that is very well lit where you can use your imagination about the settings that they might be in, but having the style of music and certainly of lyrics and hip-hop, it's combining hip-hop and history and trying to connect between those two eras. And part of that, of course, is having a cast that reflects the more diverse America that we have today. None of the founding fathers were really people of color. And but does that get in the way with your appreciating the show? Which I think is true to most of the founders who actually appear. They're unnecessarily harsh on Thomas Jefferson, who is portrayed sort of as a sneaky lightweight. Well, there were people at his time who thought of him that way, probably including Hamilton. Let's go to your calls and to Jeff in Kent, Washington. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
The greatest country that there ever was, never will be. But it has this past history, and its greatness has been diminished. I mean, you talk about America wasn't built by slaves. The railroad was built by Chinese slaves who were brought over here as corporate slaves, you know, to work in abysmal conditions. You know, but nobody ever talks
absolutely.
About
I write about laws, it. I write about laws, it. In...
And then the laws that were passed to ban them from coming here and staying here.
They weren't so much there. The Chinese Exclusion Act was a law to end Chinese immigration, and like most other attempts we've had many of them, to block all immigration to this country, haven't worked so well. And they have not, obviously. And they also are terribly unjust. None of this is... But you talk about the building of the Transcontinental Railroad. Okay. You have Chinese people who came here and for the most part stayed here and for the most part flourished here over the course of generations. Were they treated fairly? Absolutely not. Were Japanese treated fairly when they were interned during World War II? Absolutely not. But none of this takes away from American greatness. Part of that is that most of those words for great that I was talking to you compared what you are describing as great with lesser, smaller. And in terms of treatment of people who arrive, were the Chinese people who came over to the New World treated worse than they were at home at the time? Absolutely not. And there was a chance to better your status, which is why so many continued to come. And I mentioned the railroad. The railroad was also built by other people who suffered intense persecution. It's a very prominent involvement of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, of the Mormons, in building the railroad. And in the eastern portion of the road, starting from Omaha, Nebraska, this is part of one of our history shows about the Transcontinental Railroad. It was largely Irish immigrants. And veterans on the eastern side of both sides on the Civil War, because there were Irish immigrants on both sides. Brian in Puyallup, Washington, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, thanks for for taking my
call.
Hello,
Brian. You're on.
Thank you. Thank you. So I did notice one antonym that could potentially be applied to the United States. And that antonym is substandard. And the reason I say that is not because America is an idea, and we set certain standards for ourselves. And I think there are some aspects of the standards we set for ourselves that we have not lived up to. I mean, the Constitution and the founding documents have laid out things like life, liberty, and property as a right, obviously the Bill of Rights lays out the first 10 amendments, including things like freedom of speech. And yet we still see people, in some cases, you know, peacefully assembling and then being met with chemical weapons, you know, still today. And so I think that's just one example of how.
Okay.
We have not
when you say substandard, you're right. That would be, as I mentioned to you, I think there are exceptions. I gave this long list of antonyms. Yes. If the standard is the very idealistic and revolutionary standard which America set, you are absolutely right. However, the idea of America, this has never been a smug country. There has been a constant agitation, constant turbulence about trying to improve America, and it comes from being a country where people try to improve their own status constantly. And that, of course, is part of the theme in the Hamilton movie. Okay, first of all, I want to get to that, and there's an interesting piece, and it's actually pretty well done, about what is factual and what is made up in this particular show. We'll touch on that and whether the show is worth seeing. It is. It's very worth seeing. We'll enrich your 4th of July. We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Okay, American Pie has lasted for a while, but I do think that it is likely that the Hamilton musical, winner of 11 Tony Awards, winner of the Pulitzer Prize, the most successful in terms of money taken in musical in American history, that musical will last even longer. And now it is available for you to take home, the latest from Hollyweird. Okay, it's not weird at all that they moved the release of this film up. They actually taped it. They did the filming of a live performance in 2016 with Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the book to the musical. He wrote the lyrics, the words to the songs, and he wrote the music to it. He did it all, and he plays Alexander Hamilton. And they wanted to preserve that original cast with David Diggs playing both Lafayette and Jefferson, and with Leslie Odom Jr. playing Aaron Burr. Okay, this is Singing and Dancing Founders, right? So it's not realistic. They didn't actually do rap battles, smackdowns, at cabinet meetings in Washington's administration. But you know, it's ingenious. It is ingenious, and it's unforgettable, and actually, I can't wait to watch it again. It is a 4-star production. One of the things that I loved about it is I never saw the show in the theater. It was genuinely hard to get tickets, even for people who are reviewers. It's hard to get tickets, and tickets were very expensive. It was when it came here to Seattle. And right now, you can see it on Disney Plus. And frankly, to be able to see, I think it's about $60 or something like that to join. To be able to see Hamilton with your whole family, where tickets, even on Roadshow Hamiltons, were going for like $300 a ticket. And this, I think people will enjoy more than watching it in a theatrical production. I'll tell you why. Because theatrical production, you can enjoy the music, you can enjoy the dancing. You can't really see the faces and the quality of the acting. And the acting in this thing is superb. And, of course, the songs, the song that introduces Alexander Hamilton when he first comes to America, the songs sound like this. And no, they are not in the style of the 18th century.
We'll never
trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
And it is true that Hamilton was, John Adams called him the bastard brat of a Scots peddler. He was born illegitimately. There is no evidence, they use the term whore in the musical to describe his mother, and there would people who would have insulted her at the time that way. There's no evidence at all that she was a prostitute. There are all kinds of things that they take liberties with. Hamilton did not just have one son, which is premiered here. He had nine children, which makes his death in a duel just when his youngest son, the second Philip Hamilton, was just 2 years old. He did not have to choose between Angelica and Eliza Schuyler. Angelica Schuyler, the older sister, was actually already married. But it is true, Hamilton had feelings for her. They had a close and warm and decent relationship for all of Hamilton's, well, the last 25 years of his life. In any event, there are things you can pick on here. No, we did not meet Lafayette in New York City in 1776. He actually came to New York in 73. There is a character, historical character, named Hercules Mulligan, who actually has been rescued from history by this musical. And he was a fairly amazing guy, an Irish immigrant. In any event, one of the things that I hope is that people will watch this thing, will enjoy it as much as I did. It has scandal in it. It is rated PG-13 because people who know the real story of Alexander Hamilton know that he was brought down politically by a devastating sex scandal where he was guilty. So just as you say America is very far from perfect, he was too. But he was remarkable. And he was remarkably dedicated to the idea of this great country. In terms of things that are missing in the musical, look, John Adams was a very big part of Hamilton's life. And John Adams did not fire Hamilton. Hamilton left the Treasury Department at the end of Washington's second term. But the musical captures, first of all, they treat George Washington respectfully, as is appropriate to someone who was such a remarkable leader. And they also sketch out some of the relationship of Hamilton and Washington. The musical is rated PG-13. There's some harsh language in it, probably harsher than they would have used certainly in public in the 18th century. But What I think is so exciting and revolutionary about it is that the musical captures that sense of excitement that I've always had when reading about the history of those times. How daring, how unprecedented the whole thing was. And by the way, the characterization of King George, it's not entirely fair. King George wasn't quite as pompous, but it's hilarious. And extraordinarily well done. When he says, they'll be back. And he says he'll send a whole armed battalion as a symbol of his love, basically to kill American patriots. The show is funny. It's deeply touching. And it is ultimately inspiring. 4 stars. Please do see the theatrical version of Hamilton. One alternative that's also streaming is a movie for kids. It's called Four Kids and It, and it's about two single parents who want to blend their families, so they bring their kids together for a vacation in the Cornish coast in Britain, and there they discover a magical sand troll played, voiced by Michael Caine. Listen.
The thing, give wishes.
One wish a day, but there's consequences.
Have you come across anything unusual?
What's that? Magic is no twinkly lights of stardust.
I got great news for you. This is the best wish you've ever heard.
Okay, it's about being granted wishes by this mysterious creature. It moves slowly. It is not a children's classic, though people do love the books. The most recent version of the story was told by Dame Jacqueline Wilson, a well-regarded children's author in Britain. The film stars also Russell Brand, who plays an eccentric millionaire who lives nearby who wants to steal the sand troll. What makes it watchable is pretty good special effects and also some valuable life lessons. Like, you can make a wish, but the wishes you make will have consequences to you. 2.5 stars for the four kids and it. It is rated PG for some levels of danger, and particularly a climbing incident, which would be scary for little kids. But, again, special effects, the creation of the sand troll, and the flying episodes and more are highly watchable. 2.5 stars for four kids and it. Coming up on Monday, we're going to talk about a Starbucks employee who received more than $16,000 in tips. Why? Because that employee turned somebody away. Why is that so admirable? We'll get to it. And we'll be talking to Chris Wallace of Fox News. He has a new book about the leadership that involved in ending World War II. And I'm very eager for that conversation. Tomorrow we're doing a special show that will include material on George Washington, the indispensable man, a discussion of the real Alexander Hamilton, and also a story of the amazing story of the actual Declaration of Independence and the fight to get it approved and written and to launch this great and glorious country. And if you actually dig into the history of this country and reflect on it, not perfect, all kinds of shortcomings and mistakes, yet we remain indelibly, undeniably, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.